Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things. We don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to love to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains. And it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook. And also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also our website, drjeanettegallagher.com for more information. We also have a women over the age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves. As we are women, we are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about water. Well, you know, it's been a conversation we've had for so very long. It probably seems like the boom of the bottled water, which was about 10 years ago. And we said, oh, I can remember in the 50s and the 60s, my father had said one day, he said, you know, one day they're going to bottle this stuff, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, that's, you know, what are you talking about? And then I can remember in the 90s when he said, oh, my gosh, can you believe we have to pay for this stuff? Wow. You know how far we have come. Water has changed so very much. I can remember drinking water from the hose outside the house, you know, when I was in the backyard playing. But would we ever do that these days? And even just the other day, I was stopped to buy a bottle of water because I was on the road. It was what I had. And we were very far away. And we got a bottle of water from a store we thought with, you know, one of those paycheck stores, we thought was kind of a great place to get it. And we brought it into the car. I opened it up and it hissed. And I said, oh my gosh, water is not supposed to hiss. And then we opened it up and smelled it. It smelled like plastic. I said, nope, they stored it in the heat. It has already gotten terribly wrong by all means, and we just threw it out. So let's talk about water today. What is good, bad, and ugly about it? My guest today is Clayton Nolte. He is a scientist who studied nature for 40 years, and he's created a device that works like nature. It's to create pure, clean water, just like water from a spring. Now, if we all know, can we ever find a spring in this world that's actually clean anymore? So, Clayton, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Gosh, Clayton, I'm sure you're about the same age as I am, and we can say we've seen the ups and downs and the good and bad and ugly of water these decades, huh?
Well, I'm probably a tad bit older than you. My birthday is coming up, by the way, in a couple of weeks, so.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, you've seen it too, correct?
Yes, I have.
You know, and don't you think, you know, I don't know, I'm almost 60, and I know that, you know, when I grew up, water, it was clean in the Northeast where I lived, or so we thought. And I think it's really what you would know, what gets out there, or when people start testing is when the questions start to arise. So what is your history with water? Like, why did you even bother to start looking at water and why it's important?
Well, I was involved in research and development, and I happened to engage with water into and through my research. Primarily, research that I accomplished had to do with nature, and it had to do with what is possible and what else is possible? I mean, human beings have an innate ability to manifest, and so I was studying that throughout the indigenous cultures of the world. Their ability to walk between worlds was my primary goal or study at the time, and it brought me to a significant place in my life to realize many things, and I don't know how deep you want to go into this because
no, that's fine. We're good.
It gets to be really really deep and almost impossible for many people to grasp. I don't like to engage in things that make people uncomfortable. So primarily, I'll just say, I make this statement. I make it very clear: water appeared where it should not, and you can start going down that road of how that is possible.
Right.
And
you know, we've had on this show before, we've had some scalar light energy healers. We've had some other healers on the show, and they've also spoken about they were in the, they were able to do the part of taking that light energy and refocusing it and dismembering, like, bacteria or viruses and stuff like that. But they said the creation part has to come a little bit later. So really what you've seen is a little bit more of the creation part of that.
Yes, absolutely. And the unique thing about structured water is multidimensional. You are a structured water being. You are biophotonic energy, living light.
Right.
And in that space, you have the keys to do and to be anything you choose to do or be. It's manifestation. That's what structured water is. Structured water is nature's creation of all there is. Structured water brings water to a zero point, a point of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go beyond that to any degree that you or your audience is wants to go. How deep down the rabbit hole do you choose to go?
Oh, we let it rip. Well, what we always say too is that, you know, on the scalar light energy, we always say that, you know, that zero point energy also. And a lot of times, you know, you talked, a lot of our listeners have listened to shows on psychics, intuitives, shamans, past life people, naturopaths. I myself am a naturopathic physician, regular MDs, holistic providers, and they all say, drink water, drink water. And I myself know from my own experience, I will just look at the water and go, I'm not drinking it. And I would consistently be walking down this thing where I know I'm dehydrated. I know I don't have enough water, but I'm not going to choose the options that were available to me. Right now I live in, you know, New Orleans. Really? I'm going to drink the water? Are you seriously kidding me? You know, I don't care how it comes, you know, bottle, faucet, anything. It's not going to happen. But I do know that you do need that, and what we're really going for with the water is we're going for the source of the hydrogen and the oxygen molecules. I mean, I have even Erin Brockovich. She's on my feed, and we've had comments on. She's made many comments, and I've made some also about even when it rains, we think that that's clean water, and that is falling through all the pollution. Really? You know, or you say, but there's a nice great spring out there and it's on the other side of the mountain from a chemical plant where everything's just raining down. If anyone remembers, you know, acid rain in the 70s, really? Yeah. It's just that we just don't talk about it anymore. So I really think, this conversation about water is really timely because with so much of a drought, we look at California, we say it's a drought, and we can't wait to get some water. And they're still using those rudimentary old type screenings and testing to check the water when it does rain and goes through the water plants. However, with it being so dry, they forget that's going to be so concentrated and off the wall, those numbers of things that they don't check for these days. You know, hey, what's in that water, right?
Yes. The thing about, and I'll touch on the last one you spoke about, you know, mm-hmm. virtually all of government, they are all locked into the science of the physical, the science of
right.
chemistry. And so if you get down to this, you know, what feeds your cells? What feeds the cells of your body? When you eat an apple, what part of the apple goes into your cells? And from a medical profession, you can break that down into specifics. But the truth of it is, it's all about energy. It's the energy of the apple. All the nutrients of the apple go into your cells. And what is energy? Energy is like music, drum beat. It has no substance other than the vibrational frequency that it carries, that each substance carries. And that vibrational frequency is how does it get to your cells? It gets to your cells riding on a water molecule. Your cells can only receive one water molecule at a time. And if you look at your bottled water, your city water, all the water, even rainwater, the molecular structure is huge clusters of water molecules. They're thousands of water molecules in the cluster. And your body, your cells, can only receive one. How does it get there?
Right.
It gets there through energy. The energy your body has to put out to make that 10,000 water molecules down to one water molecule is enormous. Enormous. I mean, it is all the energy that is required to hold your body into a space of being healthy, being joyful, being excited about life. And all that energy is now being utilized to make the water you drink so that your body can metabolize it and bring it down to one water molecule at a time into your cells. What structuring does is makes that instantaneous. So now, when you drink structured water, instantaneously your body is enlivened with all the energy that would normally be consumed to make the water you drink usable. Now, going back to that, the chemistry. All things are based on chemistry, the physical. But again, the majority of the devices out there in the world, the majority of the devices, what they do is they address the physical. What you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste. Right? What structured water does is energetically neutralize all toxins, and it also energetically enhances all nutrients and makes them 100% available at your cellular level instantaneously.
So can we hold on 1 second there, Clayton? So now let's say, though, that if you have water that is just I live in the chemical plant alley, you know, and water is pretty bad, and chloramine is ramped up quite often here because of the brain-eating bacteria in the water. Go figure. However, if you look at water and it has so much stuff in it, those processes like the chemical, water treatment plants, or the filters some people might be using, is that not reducing the load potentially and then presenting the water with a little bit less, you know, less baggage when it finally does get to the structured water unit? Or does it really even matter? I don't know.
Well, baggage, we're talking about physical, right? Baggage
yes.
is physical.
Right, but
what about the energy of the lead? What about the energy of the arsenic? What about
right.
the energy of the fluoride, the chloride, the chlorine, chloramine?
Right.
What about the energy of the man who is angry and handling that water and the chemicals?
Yeah.
What about it? Again,
yeah, what about it?
Energetically, structured water energetically neutralizes all toxins. those toxins can be can come from an angry person. Have you ever stood in a room and did this test? 10 people line up, and you take a pen, and you bless a pen, and you pass it around to everybody, and do a kinesiology, applied kinesiology, muscle test them.
Right.
And they're very strong. If somebody condemns that pen and passes it to each person, everybody goes weak.
Right.
How is that so? Right. You know that it's so. So what do you think is happening? Water takes on the energy of everything that passes through and everything that is passes by since it came out of nature. Structuring occurs in nature through the natural hydrological cycle. Water evaporates, goes up in the atmosphere, comes back as rain. There was a day. You and I remember these days where you could swim in the lakes,
right.
You could swim in the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
No more. Why? Because when that water comes down through the atmosphere, it's pulling down the acid rain. It is acid. It
mm-hmm.
is all the contaminants from all those manufacturing plants that are putting it up into the atmosphere. They put it up in the atmosphere. Why? Because it's a way to get rid of the waste.
Yes.
And they're driven by chemistry.
Yeah.
There is no cause to be alarmed about the physical, right? I mean, from their view, all that exhaust, all that carbon going up in the atmosphere, it's just junk. It's just like junk in the junkyard. The reality is here, life depends upon energy. Life depends upon the perfection of energy. And if we can't attain that in our lifetime, we're going to go the way of the dodo bird.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting here, after Hurricane Katrina, everybody wondered why within 4 or 5 years all the paint on our car was gone. And everybody said, oh, it's just an old car, it's an old car. But now we're a few years later, we're just at 10 years, I think, or going on 11, and we look at it, and some of the newer cars have also done that because there was such a dump within that first year that it was just absolutely incredible. And, you know, since then, you have more. And so then really, if you're looking at water as the energy vehicle for energy for us, couldn't anything be an energy vehicle? I always talk about food, and I look at food and I go, someone will say to me, what are we going to have for lunch? And I'll look at the food that they're eating, and I'll say, oh, you're having a dead meal. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, of course, this is in my inner circle, I'd say this. But I said, there's nothing there that's even viable. You've done so much to it, and it really doesn't even have any energy at all in it. And so is the water just the vehicle for that energy? And maybe can we get it other places too?
Take that dead meat and soak it. And let's see, put it in a plastic bag and submerge it in a sink of structured water for an hour or two. Put it on the grill, and it will be the most delectable piece of dead meat you could ever imagine.
So transformation
is structured
possible
water
of something
transforms
dead.
It. Absolutely. Yeah. It transforms it into healthy. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that it does is it neutralizes all the toxins in that meat. Not only the toxins that are injected or fed to that animal, but also the toxins of handling, the toxins of energy, the toxins of man-made electricity and all the adversity that is killing life on this planet. What structuring does is it neutralizes all that.
When we talk about structured water now, you are not saying, as I've had some, I think we had one or two guests on the show about 2 or 3 years ago, and they were talking about, you know, putting your water, whatever kind of water you had, through these filters. And these filters, they would even, you know, take out radiation. But if you really think about back on that, then you end up with a filter that's potentially, you know, you can take a Geiger counter to that filter, you know?
Just
So you're talking about something so totally different. And great. Can you share with the listeners how or it's, you know, yep. when we think of, is this something that's so grand, it's zillions of dollars, nobody knows anything about it. I mean, in other words, it seems, it sounds so unique. We understand pieces of the story, except show us how those pieces go together.
Well, price, we have made it as let's say, as available as we possibly can, given the materials, keeping it mm-hmm. available. And technology, you know, yes, it took probably, if I were to look back and try to evaluate everything that I put into doing this, mm-hmm. the reality comes down to all I did was ask questions, listen to the answer, and follow through. That's how I developed this technology. Yes, I have a tremendous background in education, but the reality comes down to just being open, being present, ask the question, listen to the answer, and follow through. It's that simple. So.
And Clayton, I think everybody, there's many, many, many of our listeners that understand this concept. So now let's say I get a filter. Let's just start with the small portable one. And you just take water. Does it have to be reverse osmosis? Does it have to be bottled? Does it have to be sink? Or, you know, and if we're looking back at our conversation, it could be anything, correct?
Yes. We have people in Africa scrape up mud puddle water and put it through the mm-hmm. portable, and it makes the water healthy. Yeah.
And what happens to the filter then? Is it does it break down? Does it need to be replaced? No. Or is it infinite?
It's infinite. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. It has a money-back guarantee. Most distributors go for 90 days. We give 90-day money-back guarantee, and it has an unlimited warranty. However, my lawyer says 20 years. I have to limit it to 20.
Right.
There's nothing to ever break down. There's nothing to ever replace. There's no electricity. There's no magnets. There's no chemicals. There's no moving parts. It's just the engine is the water itself. It's how the water moves through a geometric form. It's simple.
And I think a lot of people, you know, will say, well, I don't quite understand that, how it can do it with water. And I would share with the listeners that we say, well, you go and you have massage done and you come out of there and you say, I feel better for this, that, or the other. Or, in contrast, you go and you have a Reiki treatment. You know, that is totally an energy form. There you go, those two differences. Or you go and you take a pharmaceutical drug and you have one action and reaction there, and then you turn around and you do a homeopathic remedy. There's your similar contrast, you know?
Right.
So that's
so how long do you remember? How long do you remember those things? How long do you remember the massage? How long do you remember the pill that you're taking? How long does your body hold on to it? You know, yeah. What I've brought to the market here is a device that every water that you would choose to use, no matter what the source of the water, that you can make that water healthy. All you have to do is pour it through your portable. And if you question the validity of that, you can take mm-hmm. one finger, put it underneath the spout, fill your portable partially full, place your hand over the top and just shake it up and down. Every up and every down structures that water again and again and again and again. Mm-hmm. You can make that water so powerfully, let's say, energized. I have to leave that one to further study as required because we have people, and I'll tell you, scientifically, six passes through your portable takes science to its maximum revelation, 100%.
Wow.
However, we know people do 30 times through, 33, 26, 18. And how do they know what level to take it to? They ask. How many times do I have to structure through my portable for the best outcome for my condition?
And also, too, is not just one for,
and
I mean,
one.
Every... Just one, you know, I know for myself it's been just, I just haven't thought to ask.
Right.
I just,
right.
Because I just sensed, just pass it through once and then drink it. And you know what is so
right.
interesting? And we always say, well, I don't see anything. My water doesn't look different. It doesn't have, you know, bells and whistles, you
right.
know, and sparks aren't shooting out of it. So how do I know it has energy, you know? Or,
well,
hey, I can pass my hand over and I don't have a current. But here I would challenge everybody to say is that one pass through, I put it down in the dish for my Shih Tzu dog, and she will not drink water. I mean, like, it's just a pain in the neck, just like me, just not interested. And so I did it, and I put it down, and it was gone in 5 seconds. Consistently keep putting that down. She drinks it all the time. I had bought tulips that from a local florist just for putting out for Easter. And I looked at them yesterday, and I said, oh, my husband had said, oh, they look great still. And I says, no, they're dying. Don't you see it? And, you know, last night I again put the structured water one time through to water them. And I looked at them today and they look better than the day I got them. So really these are different things that you can see out in your world that could be making shifts and change. You don't need to see, you know, sparks flying from your glass or say, hey, can I plug it in, you know? Or am I going to run a Geiger counter over it? Not going to happen, you know? You just have to trust in the energy, just like we're trusting with Reiki. We're trusting with acupuncture. We're trusting with prayer. We're trusting with faith and belief and hope. And really, we even trust in the afterlife, you know? So we trust all of these things. We're really becoming much more aware as humans. I don't think you and I would have ever had this conversation in the 50s or 60s. People would have had
right.
us like, you know, I mean, they would be like,
right.
You know, whatever. You know, they would have really thought you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing. But, you know, it's just at the advance of people's minds to be open and say, you know, it rings with me. And that's what I'm going to try. And I really think that's my goal here is to say is that this is absolutely something to try. And for some reason, when I was in Arizona in the late 90s or early 2000s, structured water had passed over my desk. I don't really recall, or maybe they were saying, let's add a drop of this and we'll put hydrogen ions or something or oxygen. Or I don't even remember, in your water. But that was like so long ago, and the world has so changed. And this is nothing like that. You're not adding things to your water. You're not asking it to, you know, jump up and raise its hands and get the stuff out. And you're not collecting filters and garbage and, you know, further polluting the world. This is totally different.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right on.
Totally
it does
different.
All those things. Yes, totally different. And so why not? You know, why not explore this? And I put this out to everyone. Explore this.
Yeah.
Take this into your life and prove it to yourself. Prove it to your friends, your neighbors, your family. And you will discover in very short order, you will attain a voice. A voice of knowing, a voice of being confident, because it will prove it to you every time. It will create a magnificent being of confidence and health and well-being.
And so many times people have come on and we've heard them, you know, many people have heard it over the radio or their other media or social media, you know, but that our body needs this oxygen because oxygen is the thing. It is the number one thing that is going to save us from all of these grave diseases when really it's energy. Energy restructures and it changes the voices that our cells are saying. We have to think about that, you know. You're really putting stuff into your body and you're saying it's got a certain message, as you've said. And if you just change the message, maybe eventually, you know, we'll all be healthier beings.
Right. Exactly. Change the message. And the best way to do that is through structuring it. And I don't know if you have looked at Natural Action Technologies. What we do is we do not only structured water, but structured air. Have you looked at that one?
No, I didn't. You can share that with us. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, structured air, and you can find it on my website and many websites. We have a video on how to do it. It's just breathing through your portable, turning it upside down and breathing through it. You can breathe in through your mouth, out your nose. And we have five steps. And basically, within one or two steps, it changes your whole physiology, brings your brain into regulation. And whether most people realize it or not, it's our brain that controls all the functions of our body.
Mm-hmm.
So when your brain is regulating, then all the functions of your body are healthy, or let's say healthy energy-wise. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We have a lot of studies that we've accomplished, and we're doing many, many more. So it's a fun journey. In conjunction with structured water, I mean, these are the two of the three things that we as human beings need in our life. It's just healthy water and healthy air.
Yes. And then again, healthy food that would deliver nutrients because you do that with the water. A question for you. You just said about that. Oh, so let's say people with things like CPAP machines, you know, where they tell them to use distilled water, might this be an option for them to ask their doctors about if they could put this water in there?
Actually, distilled, if you're distilling water, distilled water basically is void of your nutrients,
not so good superheroes. How about that?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You want to structure it because distillation, reverse osmosis, all these devices, all they do is remove the physical components.
Right.
And what feeds your cells? Energy. There's no part of a distillation, no part of our reverse osmosis that structures the water.
Huh.
All they do is remove the physical. It's back to that world of the law is based on the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, being a medical professional, and moving past that, you talk about Reiki. That's not physical. I mean, yes, it's an energy field that penetrates and heals. You know, so why not heal the water energetically? Because when you structure that distilled water, it becomes energetically non-toxic. I mean, the distillation removes the physical components of toxicity. Structuring removes the energy components. And what feeds your cells? Energy. And I'll ask anybody who is using distillation for drinking, RO for drinking, what are you bathing?
Right.
What are you showering?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your
Absolutely.
Skin is the largest organ in your body. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I know our water here, you know, in the deep south, it's when we had moved from one lake location to the next, my daughter had said, oh, man, what is going on? Did you change the soap or something or what's going on here? I said, no, it's just a different location and it's different water plant. And it was what they were putting in their water. And, you know, it is what it is, and people do have a choice. And you still don't have to turn around and say, do I have to buy all kinds? Well, you do. Tell us about the other systems that you have for the structured water besides the portable.
We have the portable. We have shower units. We have two size. Actually, we have three sizes of shower units. We have garden units. We have three sizes of them. under the sink units. Now we have three sizes of them. We have house units. House units go on your water source, and they supply your showers, your sinks, your outside for your gardens, your lawns, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it goes on and on and on. House units have connectors come with the unit that accommodate any type of pipe, any size of pipe. We have commercial units that go up to 2-inch pipe. They're utilized in farms and commercial settings. And it goes on and on and on. And we are moving into industrial, into larger pipe, larger sizes, more diverse aspects of growing crops, and servicing industrial developments, etc.
So, Clayton, in essence, if you are, let's say, there's such a drought these days, and let's say I was a farmer and I was trying to water my plants and they weren't growing, and, you know, blah, 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 and you would say, well, I just need more water. Couldn't you, in essence or in theory, let's say, just give you better water and you could use less because the energy would have gotten into that plant? In other words, instead of soaking it with 10 tons of water this summer, you might be able to use less because the energy would be so grasped onto the plant that it would just start to proliferate and grow well. A thought?
Yes. And yes, and that too. However, there's another aspect to this. There's the coherent field. The coherent field energy, basically. That energy is, once you create an energy field of perfection, that energy field reaches out and brings perfection to everything within its field, the field effect. And we have that with strawberries. We have that with grain crops and grass crops and on and on and on. And it's very much in an aspect of further studies required. You know, we know what this energy will do. It's just a matter of getting it out there and getting people to accept that it's even possible. Because when you start talking about, and even when you talk about Reiki, how far does the field effect, how far does the field effect of your energetic direction or let's say subject, when you point that energy, how far does it go? Think about it. Well, this
and
has the same opportunity.
And I also think about, too, let's talk about farmers, you know. I have an acquaintance, and they do organic farming, and I'm thinking about that, and they say, but we still need to keep our vet, because if our animals get sick, they still need antibiotics. And I'm going, okay. You know, and in essence, this would be something that would be really potentially groundbreaking for many of those farmers to try.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Couldn't they just try with a few animals in their water thing?
Right.
In other words, let's say they don't have the funds or, you know, grants haven't come in so that they can get a big system. What if they just put, you know, a few pots out maybe once a day and the animals drink for those? Wouldn't that gradually build in that energy field?
They could take a small shower or a small garden unit and put it on the watering troughs or the watering where the water is made available for cattle, for horses, for chickens, and the outcome. And we do have studies that have been done on chicken farms, growth, turkeys, cattle, sheep, hogs. All these, brings a magical outcome, an unbelievable outcome. But nonetheless, what it does, the bottom line, is it increases the bottom line. It brings about a significant dollar savings, dollar in your pocket money, you know, and that's true with all things that this water engages with, including people. It changes how your medications work better, cleaner, without toxins.
You know, it has been there. I've noticed the trend. I've been in healthcare since 1972, in zillions of different ways. You know, so I've really been watching trends also. And of recent, there is a huge push. You know, as they started with, oh, you need this detox. You know, everybody knows that their bodies are junked up. They just don't know how to get it out. And they're trying with antioxidants. But really, a lot of that really isn't necessarily working on many people because they could be, if we think of it as energy, they could be drinking it and say, oh, man, this stuff is gross, or I'm not going to do it, oh, I hate it. You know, that's a conversation. You look right back at the energy, just as you've said before with the water, you know. It carries that frequency. So, but then there's also some too that say, I'm doing everything, I'm healthy, and you see these joggers, you know, who might have just had two or three stints done, and hey, you know, they're doing their green drinks and they're on the treadmill at the gym, and they're still, you know, having massive coronaries right there. You know, we've had two of our close relatives that happened. And the idea is that what do you really want to bring into your body? And are we always on the back end of correcting our faults? Why are we not on the front end of increasing our own inner energy? You know, I look at the back end as being those drastic things that we have to say, oh my gosh, can you believe it? This is what happened. This is what we have to do. And, you know, that kind of end of the paradigm, when we can turn it back to the other end of the paradigm and say, oh my gosh, it's such a great day, you know, and you notice even in my voice, the different, you know, even energy I carried in my voice describing these two instances. You know, it's a great day outside, you know, a little bit water, hey, I'm good to go, I don't need to jog today, but hey, I'm going to walk today, you know, or whatever it might be. It's really about changing that frequency in our body and bringing that frequency into our body. And it's all about, you know, the light energy. And many of our listeners know exactly what we're talking about, so this is not foreign. And if it is, and if you're a listener and you're not sure about what we're saying, please do a scan back. There's over 300 shows already in the archives, and we've talked a lot about energy there. From many different people, we talked about acupuncture. We talked about the Tolic records. We've talked about scalar energy. We've talked about Chinese medicine. There are many, many different things. So just scan through those, and you'll catch up with us pretty quickly. So, Clayton, I think that it's really great that people are able to do this. So what I really would suggest, if you know, if you're, let's say you're a mother and you're out with a bunch of kids, portable units, fabulous. And also something in your house to start with would be a great addition, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you put a house unit in, if you own your own home, put a house unit in, you can, I mean, it serves all the outlets of your water.
Yeah.
And it serves you directly. You know, yes. And we also do recommend a portable along with that, because when you're out and about, you're going out to traveling, portable. You can take a portable through any airport in the world, you know, and they recognize them now. And you take them through, and you can buy a bottle of water if you want. If you're on the airplane, you can structure the water. And all you have to do is hold your finger under the spigot, pour a little bit of water into your portable, and just back into your bottle. And voila, the whole bottle is structured. And you'll make many friends on the plane. I mean, it is a magical way. The other really big thing that I would recommend people do is get a spray bottle. You can put structured water in a spray bottle. Anytime that you have any pain is dehydration in your body. Spray it.
Yeah.
You spray the pain, whether it's a stomach ache, whether it's a muscle ache in your arm, your hand, wherever it is. If you get a mosquito bite, spray it. And if you feel disoriented, spray your crown chakra. We have lots of clinics around the country that have now a spray bottle a lot of elderly people are disorientated. It means that they're separated from their earth source. All you need to do is spray their crown chakra, and all of a sudden, then they are orientated. They can walk and move around on their own. It's saving an enormous amount of energy and nurse assistance in clinics around the world. Simple spray bottle.
Wow, I wish I knew about the spray bottle idea, because just 2 weeks ago I had posted on my Facebook, I was walked over to this sidewalk to take a picture. I wasn't there not even 2 seconds, and red ants all up my legs.
Right.
And in the middle of the street, I ripped off my pants to get them off, because they were just like every. I mean, I stepped right in the ant pile and didn't know, and it was everywhere. And it would have been such a great thing.
Right. Exactly. And this is something that it's a very interesting, unique. When you're in a restaurant, if you don't have a portable with you, you can take a spray bottle and spray your water, your coffee, your tea, and it will instantaneously make it healthy. It'll bring the pH up to that standard that the human body requires. 7.25 to 7.45. One spray.
Yeah. And so we're in closing, if you could share a little bit about this question. So my question is let's say I have a portable, I'm at home, and I've got to go out for the day. Can you energize your bottle of water? What should you put it in? How long does it last?
You can energize any water anywhere. A bottle of water, you can basically place it in any container, and it will last. It'll last a lot longer than. I mean, the container is quite small. You will drink it in short order. If you were intending to store it for a long period of time indoors, it would probably last for 20 days to a month or better. You would be able to see the difference in the water. You'd be able to taste it or smell the difference, because all water contains more than what most people can even imagine.
Right.
And so I recommend having a portable with you wherever you go, because you never know what the water source or the water, what the water has faced. And remember, every person walking by a bottle of water that is discontent, is angry, that anger, that discontent goes into the water, because that's what water does. Water is here to save you from your environment.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when you walk by the 7-Elevens, you know, and it's outside and it's been baking in the sun, you know, and it's already 90 degrees here every day, and you're going, and they expect me to drink that.
Right. But this is a simple way of bringing your, you know, I mean, what everybody says that is a traveler. People that travel, they take a portable with them and a shower unit, and they travel all over the world. They drink and bathe in tap water. India, Africa, Russia, all over the world. Mm-hmm. And people in Russia, most people my age have never drank tap water until they got a structured water unit.
Wow. Well, goodness. Clint, we've come to the end of the show. I wonder if you could share a little bit with the listeners about how to find out more information. I did on the bottom of today's show page place a link, and it said for the limited time special of 25% off. I put the link on the bottom of the show page. Would that work? And what would they find when they went to that link, probably?
You're talking about Natural Action Technologies, our website? What they will find is...
Yeah.
Is that my? Do you have your own website?
I think it's mine, and I think that Jonathan had given me a link. Yeah.
Okay.
For that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll go where it needs to go. If you go to my website is an information-only website.
Correct.
And so and we do list distributors, authorized distributors. And but
great.
That's all we do. But it's all information. So when people are selling the products, we do hold them to what we expect the sale price to be, and
and
we are running a 25% off sale on all of our product up through the 15th through tax time. So
very good. Well, Clayton, it's been an absolute pleasure having you with us, and I'm sure we'll have you on again to talk about this because, you know, the conversation about water is just absolutely incredible these days. You know, you can rally people up and you can really get them stoked and they're all out there swinging, you know, their signs when really, what does that purpose does that really serve, you know, when really it's all about saying there's a problem but they really don't have any solutions, and I really think you came up with a solution.
So, in your spare time, what I recommend you do is look to see what feeds your cells. Look at aqua porn. Google it. Aqua, A-Q-U-A-P-O-R-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put the I in there, you're going to get a lot of weird, or maybe beautiful stuff. It depends upon your perspective. But P-O-R-I-N. And look to see how your cells... how your cells are fed, and it's an interesting read, and it does have pictures, has graphics, shows you specifically, and I think it'll be a terrific education for many people because most people assume that your cells receive physical food. They do not.
Right.
They receive water, and they receive ions. And when you're ready for a really great conversation of the truth, call me up. I'm ready to speak. I'm ready to talk. And I do. I answer a lot of emails. I've gotten back into responding directly to the people of the world. And I have a fresh new staff that are excited to take us to the next level. So it's an interesting time, fun time. The journey is filled with miraculous adventure, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And by the way, I'll be 77 on the 13th of April.
Oh, goodness. Well, happy birthday early.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't even feel like our ages. Do you feel like your age? I don't.
No, I don't. I feel younger now than I've ever felt. I feel more enlivened, more awakened. And, yeah, because the opportunities and doing these shows, and I do many of these, know that. They're exciting. They're enlivening. They're awakening. And especially when I get questions from the audience. It's a magical world, beautiful world. Thank you.
Well, goodness,
thank you
so much for joining with us. Thank you, Clayton, so much. And, yes, we will have you back on in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Clayton, and the link is on the bottom of today's show page, please do click on there directly, and you'll go directly to that website. If you have any questions, please also email Clayton from that website, or you can always email me and I'll be able to get the message directly to Clayton so that he will be able to answer your questions. Please do find that we are not always trying to go to the end of things. We're trying to go back to the beginning of things. You know, let's see what we can do in the beginning. Why do we, you know, everybody says, I've got to do detox. Well, don't put the toxins in there in the first place, you know. Figure out how to get something better, do something differently, you know. It's all about saying, lighten up your load. Don't go ambling through this world and wait for the walls to always hit you. So it was a pleasure to have you with us today, and please do check out the site and have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone or the television remote or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.